coming to you from our new home at DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts. We are the Superflex Super Show. We talk QB values, Superflex strategies, evaluate and debate Superflex trades, plus our own twist on Superflex team management with exercises like Tinderflex, Super 6, and You Are Nuts. So when you're done with this awesome DLF podcast, find us on Twitter at Superflex Show and join us in a discussion of the fastest growing format in all of fantasy football, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the key for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome to Dynasty Game Night. I am not your host this week, Matt Price, but we do have a guest host, Rocky. He's back and he's got a bunch of games from us at Dynasty FF Attic. But before we get to that, thank you guys for listening to another DLF family of podcasts. In the feed there, you can find all of your Dynasty content in that feed. So check that out. And also, if you still don't have a DLF subscription for some reason, you can get one for literally 10 bucks, so a $50 value. If you go to monkeyknifefight.com, you deposit 10 bucks and you can get a free 1 year subscription to DLF. If you already have a DLF subscription, you get a year added on. Monkey Knife Fight is a pretty cool new site. It's kind of like sports betting. I don't know if you guys on the show here have tried it. I had a pretty good, early part of the season, not so good in the playoffs. The last couple of weeks, they set some really good lines there. But basically, you'll get some stats, and you'll have like Tom Brady over under 280 yards, and Aaron Rodgers over under 297 yards or whatever. And you have to pick one or pick each one, and then if you get both, you get either three extra money, five extra money. It depends on however much you want to put in there. So pretty cool site. At MKF, you will not get algorithm by the top 1% who don't dominate other fantasy sites. So again, check out the new and improved DFS and prop bet experience to claim your deposit match and your free DynastyLeagueFootball.com premium membership at monkeyknifefight.com. I'm going to hand it over to Rocky and he's going to bring in our guests.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I'm very happy you guys let me come back here and guest host again. I said to you guys in DM, if Tyler can work his way on to multiple shows and Russ can make himself a guest host, I'll keep getting myself on as much as I can too. So, but we have two great guests here tonight also. First, my fellow DAP Network brother and Trade Addicts team member, Scott Sidlow. Scott, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yo, yo, what's going on? At Scott Sidlow on Twitter. Rocking with Trade Addicts these days, filling in for Russ when and wherever I can. And also getting the Dynasty Roast fired up. So got some cool stuff going on there.
And the other guest we have is another great guy. Scott was just mentioning before the show. We all love to see his tweets every time he pops up on the timeline. Jake Trowbridge. Jake, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, thanks, Rocky and gentlemen. Very nice to be here. I'm Jake Trowbridge, at Jake Trowbridge on Twitter, because I'm just not that original. And I'm the co-host of Drinking and Talking Fantasy Football alongside the great Dustin Lunt. So check him out on Twitter at FFDustyDog.
Yeah, good stuff. And so as usual, we have three games tonight. We have a name game, an Apex Predator BS, and that's the third game. I'm sorry. It's a ADP game that I'll get into. I'll explain more when we get into it, if we get whenever that is. So wanted to let one of the guests pick the first game, and I'm going to totally show favoritism to my DAP Network guy and let Scott go and pick that first game.
Let's get the name game out of the way.
Okay. We do have a theme for the name game tonight. It's television shows. And these are not necessarily shows that are on the air. A couple of them, I think, still are. But most of them, I think you guys should know, if not all of them. But there's a little twist here too, in that instead of just giving a generic or Wikipedia description, I created somewhat bad or vague descriptions for each show to add a little layer to it. So, cause some of them might be a little tougher if you're not familiar with the show, but, I think most of them you guys should be able to get. So, Matt, do you want to, I botched it totally, I think, the last time I guest hosted. Do you just want to explain the name game for anybody who might not know how it works?
Yeah, I like to describe it as the before and after category on Jeopardy. So there'll be a clue and then two words fit it, and they have to, the two sounds kind of blend together on Jeopardy. Now that I'm put myself on the spot, I can't think of a direct clue. But the last part of one word will be the first part of the next word. So one example that we've used on this is if the second word in God, I'm doing a terrible job, Rocky. Why the hell did you hand it to me? You would think that we know how to play this game by now.
That's exactly why I didn't want to do it.
So one we used in the past was like a quarterback and a wide receiver. So it would be like Tyrod Taylor and then Taylor Gabriel. So you kind of combine the last name of Tyrod Taylor and the first name of Taylor Gabriel. But it doesn't have to be a full name or a full word. It can just be the final sound in a word, and it kind of blends together. So if you don't know it by now, you'll get it pretty quick, I hope.
Yeah, and if whatever I say first, there'll be a clue to the TV show. And then the division and conference of the player, whichever I say first is what comes first in the answer. And in case you guys don't know, just say your name as like a buzzer to be the first one to answer.
Are you doing it by 3 points or whatever? No,
I'm sorry. Yeah, nope. The scoring. Yeah, 3 points. No clue. If you get no clues, you get 3 points. If you use you can get a clue for the TV show and or a clue for the team of the player. So, if you get with no clues, you get 3 points. If you get it with one clue, you get 2 points. Two clues, 1 point. And then obviously, if nobody gets it, then nobody gets any points. So, so I'll go right to the first one. Here's your clue. A diverse group of doctors pair up and have sex in between doing the occasional surgery. An AFC West wide receiver.
Jake. Grey's Anatomy, Cole Hardman.
Very good.
Oh, off to a nice start. Work, Jake. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was
nice. I was like, Scrubs, Ubs, no, who's that?
I'm not going to lie. There's been quite a bit of a Grey's Anatomy happening over the entire course of this pandemic in this household. So it's inescapable.
It's funny. Mine, too. My daughter watched like the entire thing on Netflix, I think like 16 seasons worth or something. It was insane. I'm starting to wonder now if maybe this is that Matt said, depending on the topic, he's not always.
Yeah, maybe. I watched like I think maybe the first two seasons of that show, but I definitely have not watched 16.
Okay, this is one this may be one of the more difficult ones because it's definitely the oldest show on here. An alien comes out of an egg and moves in with some random woman. An AFC North wide receiver.
AFC North?
Yes.
Matt. Mark and Mendiontae Johnson.
What was that first name?
Mark and Mendiontae Johnson. Did I say Mark the first time?
I meant Mark.
I meant Mark.
Sorry. Mark and Mendiontae Johnson. Yes, that's it.
I was thinking like Alf or something.
Same. It's like there's nobody's name that starts with
full.
Okay, so it's 3-3 right now. Scott, you need to get in the game here. This is a player first, and this one there's a few of these that have some poetic license. This one's not so much in the pronunciation, but there's a the in the TV show name that I omitted to make this work. So NFC East wide receiver and an older woman and her mother move in with a dummy and a sex addict.
Say the show name again.
Or the show? An older woman and her mother move in with a dummy and a sex addict. This is a very intentionally bad description, by the way.
I'm trying to think if there's a show with a mannequin or a ventriloquist dummy that I don't know about.
So an already elder lady. And
no,
her,
it's not,
their
not dummy. Dummy in the sense of stupid person.
Oh, okay.
Not as in, yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Really opens things up here.
Ooh, I mean, if you guys are ready for a clue, yeah, I would take one about the show.
For sure.
Okay. It aired in the late 80s and early 90s as a sitcom starring four older women. I'm fairly certain you all know this show once you hear the name.
Oh, Scott.
Yeah.
Scott.
Antonio Gandy, Golden Girls?
Yes.
Nice work.
Boom.
Nice work.
I couldn't get it out of my mouth.
Dude, I was like four, okay? So
I didn't know that one of them was...
She's not really a sex. Yeah. The sex addict one I thought was a little throwing you off there too.
Was that one? is that Blanche?
That's Blanche. Yeah. Okay. Dummy as Rose.
My buddy of mine loves that show, but I don't know if I've seen a full episode.
Yeah, and one of the older ladies, her like 9-year-old mother lives with them too. Yeah.
Gentlemen, I'm just going to put it out here. I'm a Rose in the Streets and a Blanche in the Sheets. Oh.
I love it.
Amazing. Okay. So 3-3-3.
Yeah, three. This is a good one.
Good game.
Everybody's got one. The next one. Teenage blonde goes on frequent killing sprees, usually with her friends and a librarian, and NFC North tight end. This is another pretty bad description and one you might not get if you've never seen the show.
The division again?
NFC North tight end.
Matt.
Okay.
Buffy and the Vampire Slayer Irv Smith Jr.
Yes. There's no and, but I'll give that to you. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, I wanted to. I actually was a big fan of that show, so I wanted to include that in here when I find one to make it work. So, okay. So Matt takes the lead. And just so you know, I don't think I said at the beginning, we have eight altogether. So there's four more. So it's still anybody's game. The next one. An overweight Midwestern couple raised three bratty kids with the help of the wife's flaky sister and AFC South tight end.
These are active players. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All the players are active. All the TV shows are not.
Nice. Boy.
Can you do the show description one more time? I thought
sure.
I had it.
But... An overweight Midwestern couple raised three bratty kids with the help of the wife's flaky sister and C-Tough tight end.
I don't know about you, gentlemen, but I would love a clue for the player.
I could go that. I could go with you for that.
Okay. You all good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Tennessee Titans.
Oh, Matt. Roseanne D. Ferkser.
That is not exactly correct. No.
Oh, okay.
What did you say again?
Roseanne D. Ferkser.
Yeah. No.
All right, Scott.
Scott.
Rose Anthony Ferkser?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe I did that.
I can't give you the wrong name. Sorry.
I can't believe I did that.
Split it.
I had, like, Split Andy it. In my name the whole time and then didn't come up with the right one. Oh,
I was just trying to figure out how you were wrong, and then I was like, does anybody know that guy's first name?
I even gave you a chance to say it again.
You did. No, you absolutely did. You absolutely did.
I was going to say that I didn't guess Andy on that one because I refused to acknowledge any tight end on the Titans that's not Jonnu Smith.
I know, yeah.
That's the only reason.
Most people mess up his last name. I messed up his first name.
Okay, this is another one that's a little bit of pronunciation, poetic license, but teenager lives in a bad neighborhood, so he goes across country to move in with some rich people and NFC North running back.
Jake.
Yes.
Oh, wait, nope. No, I was thinking of the wrong division, I think. What's the division again?
NFC North running back.
Nah, I'm not. Nope.
Matt.
Okay.
Matt.
Matt?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Aaron Jones.
Yes. Okay, so now Matt's got 9, Scott's got 6, and Jake has 6, right? Or no, Scott has 6.
No, I only have a lowly 3.
That's right. Scott has 6, Jake has 3. I have it right now. Okay. So 2 more left. So technically anybody could still tie or beat Matt here. The next one. A bunch of talking animals and monsters live in the same neighborhood as humans and learn stuff. An NFC South running back.
Well, I'm flummoxed.
Monsters that live with people?
Talking animals and monsters.
Talking animals and monsters.
They live with them, but they also learn, is what I'm understanding.
Yes, they learn stuff.
Learning animals.
Okay.
Because that rules out like 3 of my guesses.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. NFC South?
NFC South running back.
I don't like to use the word frazzled very often, but
I have no idea the show. I have no idea. I've got all the running back names in my head. I have
no
idea. Clue,
but Matt seems like he's still like thinking about it.
Yeah, one sec. Oh, I got it. Matt. Sesame Streeto Smith.
Yes.
Wow.
And that, I believe, gives Matt the game, but we'll do the last one anyway.
Shocker. And
Matt's up 6. So,
did you guys have the show?
No.
Not even close.
It hit me at the last second. Wait, yeah. Living with people, learning stuff. That makes sense.
Yeah, I thought that wasn't too difficult. Okay.
It's obvious now.
Yeah.
Now I feel like a real idiot.
Yeah. And we'll do the last one just for fun. This is another one that also has some poetic license in the pronunciation. The story of a forensic specialist whose after-hours hobby often causes problems at work, so he decides to become a lumberjack, an NFC East wide receiver. This was my favorite one. That's why I saved it for last.
A forensic lumberjack?
You said there's some poetic license on this?
Yeah.
Matt.
Okay.
Dexterry Lauren? Terry McLaurin? Terry McLaurin?
Terry McLaurin, yes.
Oh, okay. Touché. I've never seen it. No idea.
Just to rub salt in the wounds, Matt comes through with the answer that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, we got on the board, Jake.
I should have let you guys on the board. That one out. That was mean. I'm sorry.
Probably unsurprisingly, Matt is up 1-0. And Matt, as the winner, I'll let you pick the next game.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that?
Let's take it.
Okay. The BS game or the ADP game?
I'm going to swerve. I want to do the ADP game.
Okay. So just a little backstory on this one before I get into it is I was a couple weeks ago, I DM'd the guys about doing this. And since then, there's been 2 shows to which Nathan and Russ both blew up one of my games. So I had to come up with 2 in the last couple of days, which this one I found by going back through the archives. Hopefully it works out okay, because I don't know if you guys have ever done it since. It was actually on a show you hosted, Matt. And I believe you called it MVADP. Do you remember this?
MVADP. I don't remember this.
Yeah. It's so what we're going to do is we're going to go around in a circle, and you have to we're going to go alphabetically by team. You have to give the highest ADP player for that team. And so we're going to do that for round 1. And I think when you originally did it, it was 1 wrong and you're out. But I'm going to give you guys 2 strikes. So you get 1 mulligan. Then if you get a second one wrong, you're out. The first round, because it's a lot easier, is going to be worth 1 point. And the second round's 2 points. And the third round's 3 points. So even if somebody wins the first 2, somebody could come back and tie it with the third one. And so we'll start, I guess since Jake picks the game, we'll start with him. And each round we'll start with a different person so you don't end up with the same team every time. So the first team is the Arizona Cardinals. Who is their highest player in ADP?
And I'm assuming we're just looking at standard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Super flex kind of deal. One QB. Yes. One QB. DLF ADP.
DeAndre Hopkins.
That is correct. Oh, and one other thing I wanted to mention too is when someone gets their second strike, someone after them has to get it right for them to actually be out. Because it's not, you know, I don't want to. You have to make sure, you know, get them out. You don't just, they don't just get to be because they were the first up.
Right.
I put the nail in them.
Yeah. So we'll go, I'll go clockwise, which will be Scott on my screen.
So as of when? Like as of.
I'm sorry. This is January DLF okay. ADP. Okay. So this just came out a week or so.
So now. All right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Atlanta Falcons. Highest ADP.
Calvin Ridley.
Correct. Baltimore to Matt.
Gotta be Dobbins.
Yep. And Jake, you get the Buffalo Bills.
Diggs.
That is correct. Good so far. Some of them will get a little tougher, but not this one. Scott, Carolina Panthers.
CMC.
Yes. Chicago Bears, Matt.
Oh, man.
And I will not tell you the correct answer if you're wrong, since we're going to do future rounds.
Well, it's clearly one of two guys. Man, I'll say I think David Montgomery is up in like the third round now, so I'm going to say Montgomery.
You are correct. Montgomery's at 36.
I would have got that wrong. I just want you to know with confidence.
I almost said Allen Robinson.
You're giving away potential future answers there, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were doing the second highest on each team.
Yeah.
My bad.
Second and third.
Well, there you go. I gave you guys a freebie. No excuses now.
Woo! and by the way, I did, especially with the two strikes, we may get, if I have to, I'll split points at the end. So we may have half points after this round, depending on how well you guys do. But you're doing pretty good so far. So, Jake, you get Cincinnati.
Oh, God. It's still Joe Mixon, isn't it? I'm going to say Joe Mixon.
It is Joe Mixon. He's a 35 overall. So that brings Cleveland to Scott.
I mean, I feel like it's obvious, but Nick Chubb.
Correct. I think nobody's got one wrong. So we may be splitting this a third of a point, everybody in this round. So Dallas is the next one, Matt.
CeeDee Lamb.
That's correct. Denver Broncos, Jake.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah, there's certain ones that definitely get a little more interesting, either good or bad.
That's so tough. With the injuries really, always throw me off.
I think they're really close, Jake.
Yeah.
I will tell you the top two are really close. I will not say their names, but
I guess I'm going to lean on recency bias a bit. I will say Jerry Jeudy.
And you were correct to do so. He's at 46 overall, by the way. Scott keeps getting what I think are easy ones. Detroit Lions.
Say that before I. What is it? Sorry.
Detroit Lions.
Well, I mean, it's obvious to me, but that doesn't mean DeAndre Swift.
Yes, he's at 8 overall.
Okay. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. In one QB. Green Bay, Matt.
Davante Adams.
Yes. Houston. Jake.
Oh, God.
you
know, these you
definitely
keep it.
I know, you're Jake, definitely Jake, getting the toughest.
I know. One. Jake's getting the shaky one.
Who? God, that's so tough. It's January ADP, so it is fresh, but like how fresh? I'm going to say Deshaun Watson.
Man, you guys are too good at this.
Is it?
Yep. I think that's right. 59 overall.
Nice job.
I mean, maybe I should have only given you guys one strike. well, the reason I did it is the last time, I don't think you guys got more than halfway through, except on round one. I actually listened to the whole thing through to kind of get a feel for the game. And the contestants, I think nobody got, except after this first time. And even then, they didn't get through the whole group of teams. So,
Rocky, maybe we're just really good, man.
Yeah, might be it.
You are.
I think so. You guys did held your own in the name game, too. It's the king of the name game here. Okay, Scott. Indianapolis Colts. I think Jake won Scott's teams.
Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor, thank you very much.
Yes. Matt, Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'll say James Robinson.
It is James Robinson. This is going much easier than I thought. KC, Chiefs.
Damn it. One QB. and that still doesn't even really help.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, my God. Seriously, Scott, do you want to switch out? Can we tag out now?
I shouldn't have said this now, but I will to help Jake out, too, because I just want to make sure he knows that the DLF ADP is not tight end premium.
I appreciate you. I'm just going to say Tyreek Hill.
And you're going to be correct.
Oh, God.
Nice.
I feel like that guy, there was a documentary about that guy who walked across that tight wire thing, like the Grand Canyon wide. And I feel like I'm halfway there every time you ask me a question.
Even Matt's too have been a lot of, Scott's gotten the easiest, but Matt's have been a lot better than yours too, I think. But,
yeah, they have. I think I've had one hard one.
Yeah. This one is tougher definitely than most of the ones Scott's had so far. Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, it really should be. I'm going to go Keenan Allen.
Our first strike.
Eckler.
You guys need to stop. Not that they probably didn't know, but you should probably stop saying answers after you get it wrong.
I already forgot, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. I'm trying to focus on the one I'm on.
I know people are like super low on him for no reason, but
it makes no sense except for he's always hashtag old. Whatever. Right. I'll take the 100 receptions a year.
Exactly.
In the fifth round or whatever.
Right.
So that means you get LA Rams, Matt.
Cam Akers.
Correct. Las Vegas Raiders. Jake.
Josh Jacobs.
Yes.
That was an easy one.
I know. You finally got one. Scott, Miami Dolphins. This is definitely not one of the year easier ones.
No.
I mean, I'm not going out. Oh, man.
Pull somebody out of that dumpster fire. Who is it?
Remember, even if you get this wrong, there's 5 points up for grabs in the next two rounds.
Yeah. I mean, they all kind of suck, honestly.
That's the thing.
There's so many ways I could go. I mean, yeah, at the end of the year, did he start playing more? There's just so much uncertainty. I mean, this is not what I think, but I'm just going to say because I'm going to go Miles Gaskin.
You'd be correct.
Oh, really? I don't think that,
but like I said, I'm just trying to think what everybody is thinking right now.
I would have got that wrong, absolutely.
75 overall is their highest player. You have an interesting one, Matt. Minnesota Vikings.
Oh my God. Yeah. two mid first rounders. I'm gonna stick with the running back though, Dalvin.
Yep, you're right. Dalvin Cook. 7 overall. Jake's got another fun one. New England Patriots. Yeah, look on Jake's face when I said that.
First of all, is in the top 100.
Feel like you're piling on. The Packers lost on Sunday, and now this game just doesn't feel fair.
You did choose the game.
He actually,
you did. Yeah, you did. That's choose the right. Game. Yeah.
Why did I do this to myself?
It was actually my fault. It was my strategy. I didn't want to pick the game, so I didn't have to go first. So I threw it over to you. The nice guy,
DGN Godfather strikes again.
Game theory.
Like, oh my. God, with this.
This is the guy is their only player in the top 100, and he's just barely there.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's right. I'm just picking out of a hat at this point, and I'm going to say Damian Harris.
Jake keeps, like, waffling for, like, 3 minutes over each one and then gets it right.
Yes! My strategy. I'm really just – I'm like a poker player. I'm waiting for you guys to give something away with your faces.
Damian Harris is 99 overall in – Oh, wow. Yeah. Hmm. And that's their highest guy. Okay. Scott, New Orleans Saints.
The fun debate we've been having in – Yeah.
Yeah.
Alvin Kamara.
Yes. I'm laughing not because of Matt's one, because of the one I see Jake's got coming up. Come on! Because Matt's one is so super easy. New York Giants, Matt.
Saquon.
Yeah. New York Jets, Jake.
Goodness.
We'll be starting with a different person next time, so you won't get these same teams.
God, thank God. All right. Boy. All right. Jets, J-E-T-S. Give me the damn answer. God, like, I don't even know who's there for next year. This is so terrifying. Jameson Crowder.
That is incorrect.
Okay. Oh,
so one strike for you. You and Scott both living on the edge now. And Scott gets the Eagles.
I have a question. Yeah. So in the next round, do we still do that one since we missed it, or no? We do still do the.
We do the second one, yeah. Okay. And you don't have the answer to the first
one.
Got it. And I meant to mention this to you, but I hope you guys have maybe been keeping track of this as we go along.
I have absolutely not.
The one I DM'd you guys before the show. I said you might need pen and paper for one. I said
I thought that was the name game.
I wrote down the name Arizona Cardinals when we started, and then I stopped everything.
Just knowing who was the first one. Hopefully you guys can remember.
Oh, man. All right. Sorry. What are we on?
Philadelphia Eagles, my team.
The Eagles. I'm going to go with Miles Sanders.
That would be correct. And Mack gets an interesting one this time. And Jake, yours is going to be very easy. I'll let you know right now. Using your mind. But Matt, you get Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think it's still Juju.
You are right. It is Juju.
Wow. Ooh, no hesitation. Quick.
I know. I was surprised.
Yeah.
You get the Seattle Seahawks, Jake.
Yay. I'm going to go with DK Metcalf.
That is correct. It's pretty clear that you neither. Well, it's very unlikely that you're both going to get eliminated, I think, at this point. So we're definitely going to be splitting points. Scott, you get San Francisco.
George Kittle.
That's correct. So that means you get Tampa Bay, Matt.
Godwin?
It is Godwin. 33. Wow. We only got two teams left, so yeah, unless you two both get these wrong, we might be giving a third of a point to everybody.
Scott, we can't do it. One of us has to sustain. Yeah.
You are getting the Tennessee Titans, Jake.
Okay. Thank you. because I am still going to have my head explode. It's got to be Derrick Henry.
That is incorrect. So, Jake.
No!
If Scott.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's incorrect.
Yeah. That's
if Scott gets this right, then you were. And that, or Scott or Matt, I'm going to give it to Matt. This is actually the last one, but if Scott doesn't get it right, I'm going to give Matt a chance to get it right, and he could knock out both of you. Washington football team.
Well, I was going to just say what was obvious, but after that last one, I'm a little stunned here. Ah, oh, man. Last time I went with the receiver over the running back. But I honestly cannot stand the receiver. And if I lose on him, I'd be far more mad than if I lose on the running back. So that's my logic. It means absolutely nothing. But I'm going to go. Oh, man. And if it's him, I'm going to be so mad. I just, oh my God, I cannot stand that school that he went to. Antonio Gibson.
That's right.
Antonio Gibson's right. Woo! So you get a half a point, and Matt gets a half a point.
You did it, Scott. You did it for Team Us.
Jake. Our powers combined.
And
so, the Wonder Twins.
This next round will be worth 2 points. So if we have to split again, it's hopefully it's only two people because I don't want to figure out one third of two. So. So we will start again, and we'll start with Scott this time. Arizona, who is second in ADP for Arizona?
Do we start over with the X's, or?
Yes, you do start over with the X's.
Okay, because I think we're going to get one here. I mean, it's PPR, right?
It's PPR.
Yeah, okay.
PPR, one QB, no tight end premium.
Oh, man. I mean, the thing is, like, do people, you know, right now, are they, I mean, like, I'm all over contract stuff, right? Like, that's, like, I'm all over that. Like, Spotrack or Spotrack or however the hell you say, like, that's my jam.
Nobody knows
right?
how to say that.
Yeah. So.
I don't think the people who made it know how to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it.
So like the seemingly obvious answer to me is like absolutely not. We didn't even know he's gonna be there. But then like do people even know that or pay attention? I mean, I find all the time people are talking about guys or coaches that are like long gone. Because I mean it's January, you know. I mean, I'm not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Jake pulled out, I think, Watson earlier, right, for Houston, right? He still went with the quarterback. So I'm going to try Kyler.
Good move.
Nice.
and, Matt, you get Atlanta.
There's nobody else, so it's got to be Julio, I think.
Yep. Jake, you get the Baltimore Ravens.
All right. It's not tight end premium. Lamar Jackson.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
One strike early.
Early.
Brutal.
Okay, so you get the Buffalo Bills, Scott.
Well, they don't have any running backs, and nobody likes the little guy, so I'm going to try Josh Allen.
Made a right move going with the quarterback again. So Carolina Panthers, Matt.
DJ Moore.
Matt just takes like 3 seconds and spouts off the right answer every time. That is correct, DJ Moore.
I mean, who else could? I mean, I guess it could be one other guy, but
yeah, but that was not the craziest one. But it's still, even ones I think are close, Matt's just like, yeah, this guy. But Jake, you get Chicago.
All right, Allen Robinson.
That is correct.
Hey, that was your
Matt. Hey,
you
Matt.
I should have said Trubisky.
Scott, you get Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. one's kind of a toss up, I think. I'm going to go with maybe the more exciting. I'm going to go T. Higgins.
You're right. T. Higgins. He's actually only two spots behind Mixon, 35 and 37.
Don't know.
Cleveland Browns, Matt. Hmm. This is the longest Matt's taken the answer.
Yeah, is his mic on? Is he there?
Are you muted?
Well, because I think people hate the wide receiver too much still. So I'll say the second running back, Kareem Hunt.
You are correct.
Wow.
We must hate the wide receiver still because Hunt is the answer. So that means Jake gets the Dallas Cowboys.
I still feel like even with the silly over emphasis on a supposed down year, it's Ezekiel Elliott.
Which is correct. And I agree with you, Jake.
Definitely.
he was RB10 in his horrible year. With no Dak. Yeah. anyway, Denver Broncos, Scott.
Well, it's very obvious to me because I love this guy. And I hope people haven't forgotten about him. Ooh. I'm going to go Cortland Sutton.
That's correct. Detroit Lions, Matt.
Kenny Galladay.
Correct. Green Bay Packers, Jake. There you go, Packers.
Yeah, but see, now we're into contract mode. But luckily, there's nobody that's going to compete here, so Aaron Jones.
Yes, it's Aaron Jones. Houston Texans, Scott.
Oh, God.
That one's tough.
Well, it's not a running back. It's not a tight end. Their kicker's pretty good, I hear. I think it's between two guys, and I guess this is, we come back to, you know, the contract dilemma, right? Do people even realize he's a free agent or not? So it seems like that's the obvious answer, but knowing that he's not going to be there, or likely not going to be. Oh, that's going to be so stupid if it's him. I mean, I'm going to say Brandon Cooks.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
People, you're...
I would have got...
Pay attention to contracts, people.
You're ruining the game for Scott.
Nobody likes Cooks. I get it.
Yeah.
Lance is going to miss, what, sit four games in... Is it four games in 2021?
Mm-hmm. So. Who, Fuller?
Yeah.
Sorry, I gave away another answer.
I gave away the answer. Sorry. I think it doesn't matter because he's not going to be an answer for the next round. So he was the right answer for this round.
True.
Anyway, and I think you guys all knew that. I think he's only suspended for one or two games at the beginning of the year. Didn't he already serve like four or five?
I have no
games?
Idea. Probably.
I think you're right. Know. It might only be one or two.
Sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to.
But he may not even be
on. Besmirch the good name of Mr. Fuller.
Yeah.
But anyway, you get the Indianapolis Colts, Matt.
Mm-hmm. I'll say Pittman.
Yep, it's Pittman. And Jacksonville Jaguars, Jake.
All right. I'm going to say DJ Chark.
It is DJ Chark. Scott, Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. I'm pretty sure you said Tyreek in the first round. So, man, these people seem to like quarterbacks for some reason, even though they're completely pointless in one quarterback leagues. And I mean, oh man, I'm still going to go. I don't know. You're just so good. I'm going to go Kelsey.
It is not Kelsey. I'm sorry. As long as one of these next two guys gets one right, you're out, Scott.
Damn it.
So the next one is the Los Angeles Chargers, Matt.
I think it's the one that was said last time, Keenan Allen.
That is correct. So, Jake, you get the Los Angeles Rams.
I think I'm going to have to go against my heart for this question, because I would have these two flip-flopped, I believe, and I'll be real, real salty if I say this name and it's the wrong one, but I'm going to say Cooper Kupp.
And it is Cooper Kupp.
Not in my heart. So,
by the way, Scott, never mind. I'm not going to say that because it might give away something else for the next round. Never mind. Anyway, Matt, Las Vegas Raiders.
I'll say Waller.
It is Waller. Jake, Miami Dolphins.
God. Oh, this
hopefully you remember the answer from last round so you don't say him.
Not a chance. I black out anytime somebody mentions the Dolphins. Wow.
I'm not texting Jake.
I also don't even remember if it was right or wrong. So I remember there's business to do there. I'm going to say, I think what the answer was last time, and I believe it was incorrect last time. Well, yeah, I'm just going to say Miles Gaskin.
That's incorrect.
It was the right answer last time.
So as long as Matt gets this, he gets the 2 points for this round, and Matt is going to get this. Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. So Matt gets the 2 points. Technically, not technically, just regularly, you guys, if one of you can win, you can still beat Matt because he has 2.5 points. Scott has 0.5 points. So either of you win in the third round, you get the win.
That 0.5 point gave us a chance.
That's all we need.
Let's do it.
Okay. So now we're going to start with Matt because we started with the other two rounds. Matt, Arizona, third in ADP.
Is it Christian Kirk?
That is incorrect.
Oh, man. That's not
Matt. Matt gets his first strike of the entire game.
We found the Achilles heel.
Jake, you get the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know why I celebrated like that.
Jake, I think, has definitely gotten the worst of this whole game. Matt was very right to not to pick the game.
Like, the contracts. Why?
The contracts. That seems to be the theme of this game now.
Right? Boy. I guess because technically, it's still true. I'm going to say Todd Gurley.
You're right.
Okay.
Todd Gurley.
Wow.
Scott, Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, so let's see. Matt had this first. I think he said Dobbins. So then, Jake, you had it. You said Lamar. I think you said Lamar. But you were wrong, so it wasn't Lamar. So wait, so we are guessing the third one though, still, right?
You're not guessing the second one. You're guessing the third one without knowing who the, because you're right. He did say Lamar and it was wrong.
Okay.
So you're guessing the third one without knowing who the second one was.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess it seems too obvious then to say Lamar, but I'm going to say Lamar.
It's Lamar. Andrews was the second one, by the way.
Got it.
Buffalo Bills, Matt.
Oh my God. That guy's gone. That guy's gone. I'm just going to talk it out because there's no other rounds, right? It's not Cole Beasley, so it's got to be – it's not the tight end, so it's got to be one of the running backs. I know that this ADP was like early January, not in the playoffs, so I'm going to say Zach Moss.
It is Zach Moss.
Ooh, nice.
I thought you might go Singletary there.
If it was now, I think it probably would be.
And yeah, I guess you can just say whatever you want, like Matt said, because there's no more after this. So, Carolina Panthers, Jake.
Boy, it's just like recent hype versus old school hype at this point.
By the way,
that's not even true.
I was just looking, by the way. Moss is 89, Singletary's 95. So it was very close.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say Robbie Anderson.
Jake, that is incorrect.
Ah, no.
That's got one strike. Jake's got one strike. Scott doesn't have one yet. And Scott gets the Chicago Bears.
I'm going to get a strike on my own damn team.
get a little tougher in this third round.
Oh, my God. And the problem is because, like, I mean, I've been a Bears fan my whole life. I know how much they suck, you know? And it's like, I just misuse all the players and nobody. Oh, my God. All right, so I don't remember which was which. Monty and A-Rob were the first two, right? So that seems obvious. I mean, that was probably tough, whichever one, but that wasn't my problem. Okay, so I don't think people are non-commit at this point. I mean, Jimmy Graham's too old. I don't know how he's still there. There's literally no quarterbacks. People have long forgotten about Cohen, I think. As much as I love Anthony Miller, I think people don't even know who he is. Mooney was getting a lot of hype later, but Cohen's coming back. I mean, he caught a lot of, you know, a couple of years ago. I'm going to take a shot, and this is who it should be. So let's go with who it should be. It should be Darnell Mooney.
And it is who it should be, Darnell Mooney. Matt, you get the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right, Mixon's gone, Higgins is gone. I'm going to say Burrow's still a ways away, so I'm going to say it's got to be Tyler Boyd.
That's correct. Jake, Cleveland Browns.
All right. Will people actually remember this man? Will they trust this man? Is he now a figment of all of our imaginations? I'm gonna go with it. I'm gonna say Odell Beckham.
And that's correct.
Nice.
Dallas Cowboys, Scott.
Okay, so I know Jake said Zeke. Matt said Lamb without even thinking. Which I mean I love and I totally agree with. I love CeeDee Lamb. Dak. I'm going to have to go Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper's right. So that means Denver Broncos to Matt.
Judy's gone. Sutton's gone. It's not Locke. It's not Melvin Gordon. It's not Lindsay. So I'm going to say Fant.
Yep, Fant. Jake, Detroit Lions.
Just first of all, look at us, you guys. Look at how far we've gotten.
Let's just take a moment to celebrate. No,
this is not me stalling at all trying to find the answer.
Of course not.
Detroit Lions, huh? Boy. Like, literally, who else is there? God, do they even have another running back that is actually going to be on the team? Do they have another wide receiver that's going to be on the team?
The only one under contract is not the right answer, I don't think.
Fair enough. I'm going to go ahead, TE Premium be damned, and I'm going to say TJ Hawkinson.
Nice. You'd be right. Yep.
Nice.
Scott, Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay. So, Adams, Jones, Rodgers. I don't know. Man, are you guys both Packers fans?
Yeah.
Maybe. Unfortunately.
I mean, I don't think there's another receiver. So I guess it's really between Rodgers, Tonyan, AJ Dillon, maybe. Jamal Williams, but he's a free agent. I mean, I guess that doesn't matter at this point. We've established that. and this is recent, right? So we're talking like now.
Yeah, early so, January.
So we're talking yeah. for, yeah, so. I think it's kind of been a storyline of like Jones and Williams being free agents. So maybe Dylan. I don't think Tonyan gets the respect. And I mean, it's not tight end print. You know, we're still talking Fant, Hawk, guys like these. Not in that category for me. I don't have any X's yet, right?
You do not.
I'm gonna take a shot. I'm gonna go AJ Dylan.
You're talking it out for 3 minutes has been working because it is AJ Dillon.
Never bet against the quads.
he's like mid running.
Did you guys know that? Was that obvious?
No, I thought it was Tonyan for sure.
Oh no, I thought it was Dillon. Because he's like the mid or in positional ADP is like the mid 20s, like I don't know, running back 26, 7, something like that.
I was looking at it while you were talking. Dylan's 81, Rogers is 93, and Tonyan's actually 101.
Dang. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he's still tight end 8. They're just not drafting tight ends in these, I guess.
I don't know. It's been such a storyline, like with these guys being free agents and talking about AJ Dillon. It's like I've heard like 18 announcers talk about it like during the game. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Matt, Houston Texans.
It's the one that was said before, I think, Brandon Cooks.
Yep.
Jake. Contracts.
Contracts. Jake, the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, come on. Wow. Well, it can't be any one of their 18 tight ends, so that has to be eliminated as a group. I don't feel very confident in anything beyond Pittman, although potentially people could be. No, but the injury though, like people forget wide receivers at the drop of a hat if they're injured. So I don't feel like it's Paris. It's got to be either Paris Campbell or Nyheim Hines at this point.
Mm.
And that's a gross situation to find yourself in for this game with one strike already under your belt. You know what? I'm going to say Nyheim Hines.
Jake. Paris Campbell.
Oh, damn you, Paris.
And by the way, though, Paris Campbell is 118 overall. Nyheim Hines is 121.
No.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Right through the heart.
Brutal.
So as long as one of these two guys can get the next one, you are out of this round. So Scott, Jacksonville Jaguars.
I kind of want to say T-Law, but that'd be really stupid. So they don't have a tight end. There's no other running backs. Oh, Visca? LaVisca Chenault?
Yes.
Nice.
Kansas City Chiefs, Matt.
Jeez, we got Tyreek first. We missed second one, but I forget who they said. I think two though is probably Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It's either Mahomes or Kelsey. Jeez, flip a coin, I guess. I'll go Mahomes. I'm not confident.
It's Mahomes. Mahomes at 29, Kelsey at 31. But we might get you on that one, Matt. Jake,
that was my chance.
I know. he does have one strike, and I think you still have none. So
unscathed.
So Jake's out. Back to you, Scott. Los Angeles Chargers, third guy in ADP.
Oh, great. I already missed on them once because of our getting out. I'm back to...
Yeah, you're getting teams you got it before, yeah.
All right, so I said Allen. It wasn't, so it must have been Eckler, I would guess, and then Allen. So, oh man, Hunter Henry, Mike Williams, Herbert, I guess, at this point. But it's such a sad, sad story with their new OC. I mean, hopefully not for all my Herbert shares, but he was atrocious his first time around. Their running backs, I don't know, Mike Williams, maybe. People don't seem to like him anymore, though.
Like his back.
We'll go Henry or Herbert. So let's go Justin Herbert.
Herbert's correct.
Nice. Well done.
I don't think Matt's gonna have a problem with this one. LA Rams.
Yeah, Cam Akers, Cooper Kupp, and Bobby Trees.
Yep. Which means you get Las Vegas Raiders, Scott.
Okay. So Jacobs.
Oh god, I just realized who I get.
The obvious one. Waller. Oh.
Sorry. Okay. Start writing down player names.
Well, I'm getting an X here, pretty much guaranteed. So let's Jacobs, Waller. I can't even think of anyone on their roster. Like, they're just so irrelevant. It's definitely not Carr. Not really any other running backs. I mean, Jason Witten retired, so, you know, seems obvious, but.
Retired the Cowboy somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Personally, I'd really love it to be Bryan Edwards, but I'm going to guess most people would say Henry Ruggs. I'm going Henry Ruggs.
It is Henry Ruggs.
Nice.
And Matt, you know who you have.
Yeah, we got Gaskins, but then we got Gaskins again.
Jake, this is working beautifully. Great job, Jake.
It was all part of the master plan.
So it's either Parker or Gesicki. Man, I never choose the tight end first. So I'm going to do that again. I'm going to say not the tight end first, Devontae Parker.
So your guess is Devontae Parker?
My guess is Devontae Parker.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Nice. But that means you have to get this, Scott, to knock him out.
Wait, can you tell us who it was, though? Can you tell us the three for Miami?
Yeah, it was Parker was second, Gesicki was third.
Wow, okay.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. They're actually 20 some spots apart. Parker's 85, Gesicki's 108.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Huh. And I like your chances, Scott.
All right. What
don't
do I
don't let me down here. Yours is the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, so Cook and Jefferson. That seems very obvious. It's not gonna be Cousins. Not gonna be Madison. I love me some Irv. They got a pretty narrow tree there. I'm going to say Adam Thielen.
It is Adam Thielen. Scott wins.
Nice show.
3 points for that round and 3.5 to 2.5 to 0 for the game.
We did it, Jake.
I feel so bad ganging up on Matt because Matt is so goddamn nice.
I know. This is about pride here, Matt.
No, man. And
he was very good at that. I mean, he actually won a share of the first two rounds. He just looked, because of the scoring system, got some bad luck there, the third one. That leads to our third game, and I don't know if Matt wants to start or not, but I think we're going to make him start because I think you guys started the other two games. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's the winner's choice usually, so if Scott wants to pass it on, that's up to him.
Do you want to start, Scott?
I choose Matt.
I called it AP because it's actually, remember I told you Russ and Nate blew up two of my games, and Russ gave me the suggestion for this game. And luckily, I think the reason you've never done that ADP game again is because it takes forever.
It probably is.
You mentioned that, and we're already over an hour, but this game should be pretty quick. We're going four positions, and he called it Apex Predator BS. I don't know if it's exactly Apex Predator because we're not going the tippy top of each position or anything like that. But what we're going to do is I have the top 15 at quarterback, and tight end and the top 20 at RB and wide receiver. And all you're going to do is a BS game. So we're going to go around. You're going to bid how many of that group you think you can get. I'll let Matt pick the position as well.
We're doing total, just like where they finish season long.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So I need to explain these games better before I keep moving on. Season long, scoring through week 16. And for the quarterbacks, just to mix it up a little, I made it 6 point passing TDs, not four, minus two interceptions. Tight ends are trade addicts scoring 1.75 premium, but the running backs and wide receivers are just vanilla PPR.
So the top 20 end of year finishers at running back, wide receiver, the top 15 quarterbacks, tight end, end of year finish through 16 games?
Through 16 games, through the okay. fantasy season.
Got it.
And it's a BS game, so what you're going to do is bid on how many you think you can get. You keep going up as we go around. If you think the person before you can't get that many, you say BS, and then they have to do it. And if you get them all after someone says BS, you get 2 points. If they don't, the person who said BS gets 1 point. And I do have a plan if you guys actually go all the way up to 15 or 20, but we'll get to that if it happens. So, Matt, you can pick the position and start with a number.
I'm going to stick with quarterback because that feels easiest. And I will say that I can name – I'm going to say I can name 12 of the top 15. I'm going to come out strong.
I went clockwise the last game, so I'll go counterclockwise this game. And Scott, you want to go up or say BS?
Okay, so I say a higher number or I say BS.
Yeah, you can do 13 or you say BS, and then he has to name the 12 that he thinks he can name.
Okay. I'm gonna say 13.
Ooh. So Jake, that goes to you.
No, I don't like these odds. I'm going BS here.
I kind of figured you would. All right. So
okay. Yeah, you gotta name 13 of them.
13. All right. So Mahomes.
Yep.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Kyler.
Yes.
I'm going to say Lamar.
Yes.
He's on the edge, but all right. LJX. Let's start thinking here. So, Rodgers.
Yes.
Brady?
Yes.
Okay.
That is six so far.
Only seven more.
Yeah.
Russ Wilson.
Yes.
Herbert.
Yes.
You got this.
Tannehill.
Yes.
Watson.
Yes. And I will tell you, you now have the top
10. I'm at 15 already. Thank you. Awesome.
You actually have the top 10. So you got to get three in that 11 to 15 range.
Oh, no. I mean, there's a few kind of in this mid-range here, so I'm going to have to take a couple shots. So I'm going to say Rivers.
No. So Jake gets a point there for calling BS.
Woo.
So 1 point. The other five, if you were interested, are Cousins. Now, do you guys want to guess any of them? Or
yeah, sure. Cousins, Stafford, Ryan.
You just got three of them, yeah.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger, yep. Goff.
No, there's one left.
Carr, Derek Carr?
Yep, it was Carr. Carr was at 14, wow. At least in 6 point passing TD, minus two interception, yep. I don't know how much it might change in 4 point TDs, but okay. So we'll just move it around instead of depending on who answers. So Matt started that round. Jake, you can start this round. Pick a position and give how many you think you can name.
Let's go to running back, and I'm going to start modest because I want to build up from this. And I'm going to go half 10.
So we're still going. I went counterclockwise, so that would be Matt.
And we're talking top 20 this time?
Yep, top 20.
You said 10.
Well, she gives you a little more wiggle room, though, to get some guys in there because of how many there are.
I'll go. Last time I gave the three remaining and it wasn't good enough. So I'll say, I'll give you some more room. I'll say 16.
Whoa, big jump. Scott.
I want to play. I'm going to start writing names.
Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is mess up one, I guess, as we know. So, man. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Matt.
BS, okay.
BS.
So Matt, 16.
Okay, here we go. Dalvin Cook.
Yes.
Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Alvin Kamara.
Yes.
James Robinson.
Yes.
Did I already say Derrick Henry?
You did.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yes.
Scott Hart all of a sudden.
Didn't only have time 11, to write down more. Only 11 more to go, Matt.
yeah, you're right. It's always harder when you actually get to it. Nick Chubb.
Yes.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
19, yes.
I need to come back up a little. David Montgomery, I think, got there.
Yes.
Oh, Aaron Jones.
Yes. Still need 7 more. No pressure.
I think Zeke just made it, hopefully.
He more than just Zeke made it. I mentioned earlier he was RB10.
Then let's stay same division, Antonio Gibson.
Yep.
Man. Mike Davis?
Yes. Nice pull.
How many more do I need?
You have 12. You need 4 more.
DeAndre Swift.
Number 20.
Wow.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Three more. Chinny chin chin.
Both Cleveland backs did, right? So Kareem Hunt?
Yes. Kareem Hunt was actually, this shocked me. It was ahead of Chubb. Well, because of the games, because it's total, but also RB8.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that shocked me.
Three left?
I think 2 now. I had to keep recounting. Yeah, 4. You got 14.
Chris Carson?
Number 17.
Oh. What? Impressive.
One more.
Okay, this... I'm pretty sure that he made it. We're doing PPR, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say JD McKissick.
Yeah.
Yep. Number 6, number 15, McKissick.
Oh, man. Well done. I was sweating on your behalf.
I'm like shaking. I'm like, what?
Okay, any guesses? One of them, I thought, one of them's RB9 that you did not say. Any guesses really? Who that is? Crickets.
Got nothing.
Nah.
Nah.
Sort of close. Same draft class.
Jacobs.
Yes.
Oh.
I'll just give you the other 3 because we are going really long. It's Drake, Hines, and Melvin Gordon were the other 3.
Oh, wow.
That you did not get.
Would not have guessed that.
Okay, so Scott.
I've been great. Hines had got you twice, Jake.
My man, you know he was going to be the first name I said out of that.
So Scott, you want to go tight ends or wide receivers, and what's your number?
Okay, I'm gonna say tight ends, 10.
10 out of 15. You know it's only 15, right? I just want to make sure because there's more wiggle room if there's 20. So it's easier to take 10. I just wanted to make sure.
You can take it back if you want.
I hate tight ends so much. I don't think you understand trying to predict tight end 5 through tight end 50. I will just pick names out of a hat. So BS Scott, this is all yours, man.
Jake, we're supposed to be working together.
I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah, he's letting you guys.
Does you no good if I lose, because that's what would happen if I decided to go up.
Yeah, because in this scenario, only you two can get points. So you know, that was the right move, honestly.
That's true. Okay. Oh, crap. Okay. you said 1.75.
Right? That is correct, yes.
Okay. This is going to hurt. I'm going to try to at least be respectable here. Okay. Let's start with a couple obvious. Start writing here. So, Kelsey.
Yes.
Waller.
Yes.
Mark Andrews.
Yes.
Hockenson.
Yes.
Tonyan.
Yes. Halfway there.
Logan Thomas.
Yep.
Evan Ingram.
Yes.
Was that 7?
That's 7. 3 more.
Okay. This is where I'm like gun shy because of the quarterback thing, because I knew that like 4 of them and it was like the one that I said wasn't. So I know that I probably have 3 or 4 here, but I'm gonna go Hayden Hurst.
Number 14, but yes.
Hunter Henry.
Yes. That's 9. One more.
Man, I don't know. Some of these Bucks guys all kind of, I don't know, cannibalize off each other. The Texans don't really have anyone. It's probably one of the Colts, but which one? Who knows? Jaguars. John, I don't know. Johnny got, I love Johnny, but he's like, you know, 2 for 80 or like 1 for 14. I don't know that he had a lot of catches. Noah Fant, maybe. All right, I don't want to take all night. So I'm gonna go. I don't think Kittle got there because he just didn't play that much. Rams, Seahawks, Ertz didn't, but did Goddard? I don't know. Wentz sucked so much. I don't want to risk that. Dalton Schultz. Jared Cook, probably not. All right, I'm going to say, let's go back to our favorite Dolphins. I'm going to say Mike Gesicki.
That's right.
Nice. Nice work. Nice job.
Dolphins, baby.
He was actually tight end 8 in 1.75.
Was he? Oh, no.
Yeah.
I remember him having a couple big games. I don't know.
And again, I'll run through them real quick. The ones you didn't get. Fant was one. Ebron, Jimmy Graham, Gronk, and Schultz.
Okay.
So Scott gets 2 points for that one. So Scott's got 2.
Thank you, Jake.
Matt's got 2. Matt's got 2. Jake has 1.
It's just because I believe in you, Scott. It's not at all because I didn't believe in myself.
So if either Matt or Scott can get the point here, they take the night. If Jake gets only 1 point, then we have a 3-way tie.
Ooh, I like that.
So we are back to wide receivers, and we are back to starting with Jake.
I'm going to go big on this one. It's out of 20, right?
Out of 20, right, yeah.
All right, screw it. I haven't guessed yet, so I'm going to go down in flames if I have to. Let's go with 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, let's do this.
So if you take the one, if Jake takes this, he gets 3 points and wins this game, and it's a 3-way tie. We all have 1 game.
That would be crazy. He would have 3 points total. Yeah,
have a tiebreaker, Rocky.
I have an extra name game. I also had 1 other possible tiebreaker. So okay. Yes,
so let's do it. Let's go to overtime. Come on, Jake, you can do it.
I've already been writing. I'm trying to scramble to come up with names. All right, I can do this.
BS.
And if Jake does not get them, Matt gets the win and gets the night.
Oh,
no pressure or anything.
Okay, here we go. All right. My man, Devontae Adams.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Allen Robinson.
Yes.
Okay. Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
Mike Evans.
Yes.
Okay. DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
Okay. Calvin Ridley.
Yes.
God, this is where I'm on the edge. Adam Thielen.
Yes.
Okay. Old man, Keenan Allen.
Yep.
Okay. God. Oh, DK Metcalf.
Yes.
I'm going to be really sad if this guy is not on it and ends my game, but he's like my spirit animal, so I have to say him. I'm contractually obligated to go with Robert Woods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. All right. Whew, thank you, Bobby.
You have 12, by the way, so far.
How many did I say I was going to do out of the stupid thing?
18.
Holy shit. Okay. Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
Oh.
19 overall.
Okay. Wow. I feel like there's some very obvious ones that I have to be missing here.
I've got a few more.
I'm going to go on the talent guy that I whiffed on for this year because I think he hit it. AJ Brown.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. God, there has to be some teammates too that I'm missing here. There's no way Julio did though. He missed too much time. And he had that flop game. I'm going to go no. I think Lockett had enough boom games to get him in. I'm going to say Tyler Lockett.
Yep. He did.
Okay.
Oh, God. You currently have 15.
There's no way I'm getting three more. Oh, my God. I'm going teammates again. I'm going to try for a twofer. Juju?
Yep. Yes.
Deontay.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Dan?
Yep.
Is that 18?
No.
Please.
No.
You need one more.
Oh, 17.
I hate this.
Maybe you should have said 17. Matt might still have BS'd you.
They're 17 gone? I haven't guessed the last three.
Yeah, Jake, I can't win. So this is up to you. This is it. You have to do this for everyone in the world,
for the dynasty community at large. The weight.
Oh my God. I not only used up all of the obvious answers, but every single thing I could have pulled out of my literal butt for this answer.
Jake, this is the NFC title game right now.
You just gave me an idea.
Oh.
And I swear that this will probably knock me out of the game like it did the Packers out of the NFC championship, but I'm sticking with teammates in that theme because it got me here. Chris Godwin.
No.
I bet both Dallas receivers are on there though.
Oh. CD and Amari are both on there.
I have failed my family.
So close.
To change our crest, so I think now.
So that's 19 of them. The other one was Robbie Anderson.
Oh,
what?
I would have never got him.
I would have never.
That man's burned me too many times throughout my life.
So Matt takes that game and takes the night.
Oh.
Good game, fellas. That's the closest it's been in a little
while. At least gave it a run, right?
Yeah, give him a run in pretty much every game. The main game he pulled away at the end, but you guys gave him a run early.
That's to be expected.
I'm exhausted. Quite frankly,
and this is a very long episode of game night because of that middle game. But I guess let's finish up then. Thank you guys for coming on. Thank you, Matt and John and Russ for letting me guest host again. It's just Scott. You want to give some parting words here?
Not really. I took up too much time tonight. Thanks for having me. I loved it. Thank you so much. Thanks for letting me take up all the time and give Matt a run for his money here. But man, Jake, we tried, buddy.
We tried so hard, so valiant.
So close.
Russ doesn't get.
I probably grabbed your jersey at the end there, you know.
And Jake, anything you want to say before we sign off?
No, this was just a blast. I appreciate coming on and doing this. I love games even when I lose them. So thank you for having me on.
And you almost pulled that one out. And Matt, anything?
No. Yeah, just, you know, keep listening to the show. We've got, you know, guest hosts on every week so that the host can play and never have to do any work except for Russ to that does all the editing. We never asked for this, but, you know, if you like the show, go give us a review and subscribe and all that stuff you do on all the podcast things. That would be nice. But yeah, thank you so much, Rocky, for hosting the show so I could play.
Yeah, no problem. And I will probably within the next month or two be bugging you guys again to let me host. So, but unfortunately, Russ did not get anybody to add to the Tournament of Champions. So was part of bringing two guests on. But again, thanks for having me on. I'm at Dynasty FF Addict, blah, blah, blah. I guess we'll be back again. Who knows when? Only Matt knows.
not even that. See y'all sometime.
Later.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.